This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver International Airport continues to successfully fight off cyber attacks, according to airport officials. Attacks against DIA began this morning as part of a coordinated attack by Russian hackers against major airports across the country. The attacks have knocked out websites for multiple U.S. airports, but DIA has remained unaffected. DIA says they're sharing information with TSA and other airports. The group claiming to be behind the hacks took down the state's Colorado.gov homepage last week. Officials say flights were also not affected. State leaders are urging Congress to pass a bill that gives legal cannabis businesses access to financial services. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and treasurer have written to congressional leaders to urge passage of Representative Ed Perlmutter's Safe Banking Bill. They say the lack of safe access to banking has become a, quote, dire public safety issue, unquote, because businesses must keep large amounts of cash on hand. The letter argues the restrictions also exacerbate the uneven playing field faced by small and minority-owned cannabis businesses. The House has passed the bill several times, but it continues to stall in the Senate, where some Democrats are hoping to pass a more expansive cannabis reform bill. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Colorado Symphony will hold two special concerts featuring the music of Selena in late March and next early April. The tribute to the Queen of Tejano brings her music to life with the full symphony orchestra. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 5:06.